All right, it's the top of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and get started and get these questions answered. So we've got some questions queued up, so I'll go through those first. If you want to ask a question, make sure that you ask it in the thread. I don't read them anywhere else. You've had enough posts to know where to go. Let me just ping the role, actually, as well. I forgot to do that. Okay, primetime questions, right. So, Shadow X says, how does the video text provider get the title of the video? Is it provided by YouTube DLP? It is provided by YouTube DLP, yes. Ozzy says, is there anything we can do to help with the general team morale? This is going to be a weird one to kind of like navigate around, but patience and also remembering that like anything you ask us has like an influence on that. So do continue making GitHub requests, do continue making, you know, bug reports, etc. But just like remember that anytime you interact with us, we're very tired and probably busy. So keep it to GitHub. The thing that I like about GitHub or any just like any part, it doesn't have to be GitHub, is that it removes a lot of the sort of personal nature and replaces that with like a lot of professionalism, because it's like, hey, you've got to follow this format. All the comments that you make on this post are public and readable by everyone. So it's just a lot easier to talk about things there when you do that. So keep an eye on those suitable contact points as well. We really need that. Like I could do with one or two less I got banned and need help DMs. It's like, hey, you got banned? moderation.neoresonite.com. I can't help you in my DMs for many different reasons. One of them being data privacy, but you know, wherever we're asking you to put stuff, put it there. I also have to remember that we are an early access in beta product. So if you're frustrated that stuff doesn't work, it's an early access in beta product, right? We're working as hard as we can on many different things. I see a lot of people that are like, well, you're working on that and you didn't work on my bug. It's like, because we have to pick one to work on. If we had to like, you know, poll the entire audience to figure out what we should work on next, we'd never get anything done. So, you know, we just have to do it in some order, so we're doing it in some order, and there we go. Lex asks, do you enjoy using Resonite? I don't know. And do you enjoy working in Resonite? I actually don't know. I stopped knowing a long time ago. I think that still using it and still being interested in it signifies that probably to some extent, yes, but it's been a couple of months of just sort of grinding, so it's crazy like that. I don't know. Shadow says, if you focus your attention on a specific area of Resonite development, what would it be? So there are two types of performance. I don't know if these are like, you know, formally defined or like, you know, some textbook is going to tell you that like agrees with me or whatever. But like I have in my eyes or my opinion, two parts of performance, right? So there's performance in terms of FPS, right? So how many FPS do you have, or you know, what's the clock speed of the world? That's usually based on sort of how much protoflux is in there, how many people are in there, how many components are in there. But then there's sort of what I call frustration performance, which is where like you do an action and the action is just randomly slow, and it's like maybe password reset takes like 5 minutes. Why? Here's a good example. Why, when I sign into Resonite to check on another account that is not my main account, and then click logout, does it go syncing one item? I did nothing. I didn't change my home world. I didn't change my settings. I didn't change anything about my account, but it still says syncing one item. Like, why? Like, that's frustration performance. So I don't know. There's probably a word for it, but like friction maybe. But it's just like, why is it doing that? I don't understand. I wanted to look into that. Like, the first step, of course, would be like, what is it syncing and why does it think it needs to sync that? And then seeing if we can do anything to prove there. It's like, I've changed nothing. Why are you syncing? I don't understand. Stop it. Stop syncing. I'm trying to log out. Tourniquet asks, will there be ways to disable things like anti-aliasing or super high-res textures in the future? Yep. That will be part of the graphical settings work, which will come after the settings work. So currently working on settings so that we can have a lot more settings and a lot more defined way of handling settings, etc. When we have those, we'll then be able to sort of look into adding additional settings there. When it comes to high-res textures, we can, in some cases, do texture descaling. So, you know, make textures smaller on the cloud on your behalf. But if you want a really good world, you'll need to do that manually. And then we'll need to provide settings or configuration or something for you so that you can be like, all right, I know that your automatic processing is meant to be the bee's knees. But if they want lower textures, we want you to use this image rather than descaling ours automatically. So we've got to do like stuff like that. Duede, I think, is planned to change the flux picker menu so that all nodes give themselves instead of 3 to 4 menus. Yeah. But like the component selector, which is also the Protoflux node picker, is due for an overhaul to make it just better. And all of those things will be covered there. Like Protoflux really is unfinished right now. So anything that is weird or problematic, it just isn't finished. Just we'll get there when we get there. With that, I don't see any more questions. So I will I'll check a couple of things, make sure that there are no additional questions, and then I will take a look around. Epic Easton says, are you saying that graphic settings won't come with the new settings rework at launch? It's very important that you think about the scope of what we're talking about sometimes. So I see a lot of people say, like, you know, when this feature comes out, we'll have this. And like those two things are just completely unrelated. So it might be like, when we get physics, we'll instantly have, I don't know, oranges for everyone. We'll give everyone an orange. It'll just appear at your doorstep. Like, that's not the case. You need to make sure that you're examining those assumptions, because having a new setting system is different from adding those settings. Like, the whole setting system is designed to enable us to make those other settings. So there'll be two parts to that. It'll be like, hey, the setting system's working, and now we're adding specific settings. How closely those two are intertwined remains to be seen. It's likely that some of the big ticket settings items that you guys are asking for will be added as part of that actual settings rework at the launch of the settings rework, but some might come a week or a month after that settings rework. The whole point of the settings rework is to enable us to make those changes and not necessarily allow us to make those settings exist. Dwed says, is there ever a plan to separate physics steps from the frame rate of the local player? It'd be nice not to get all floaty when looking at high-res mirrors. I don't think that's the cause of your problem there when it comes to high-res mirrors. If you think it's high-res mirrors, please go ahead and submit a bug report. Maybe some information there to help me understand why you think that's the case. In a lot of cases, though, yeah, we want to separate more stuff. We want to multi-thread more stuff. There's also a post somewhere on the GitHub about using a sort of process-based architecture, similar to the way Chrome does it. So like Chrome, certain tabs are in different processes on your machine, and doing that for worlds would also get cool stuff. Yeah, there we go. Rework engine to be process-based architecture. So it might be like, hey, your home world is on one EXE, and then like the world that you're visiting is on another EXE, and that lets us do like even more cool stuff. That's that question. Tonic says, is there a better way to use to access the use menu on index? We'll follow up once they've clarified what that is. They do clarify what they mean by that in a little bit later. M dash says, can I ask how high a priority moving inventory folders items in the roadmap? It's not on our radar right now. We know that we need to do it, but it's not planned for any particular time or place or priority, right? It's just, it's on the list. It's on the list. We don't have any plans to do that immediately. Like, so I wouldn't expect that at all recently. If that changes, we'll let you know in various places. But right now, our two priorities can be seen in the announcements channel and also a little bit in devlog. They are the setting system rework and the new IK. Tonica says that they are clarifying about the fact that it's the radial menu that it's a bit what do you find cumbersome about the radial menu? Like the radial context menus, they used to be cumbersome, I agree. But now they're like quite good. Like, well, what's the problem? Elaborate on what the problem is. David Heiser says, I'm a 3D stereo videographer. Wow, that's a kind of rare thing to find. Hey, welcome. Some of my videos are in 1x1 square format. I try to view them in Resonite, but they don't work right. Is 16:9 required? I don't know. I'll have to take a look. If you can't get that stereographic video working, make sure to open up a GitHub request to take a look at that format. It's probably, I don't want to say easy, because then people are like, why haven't you done it in like 5 seconds? It's probably not that difficult to support that format if we don't. There are also some settings on the video texture provider that might help with that. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't done a lot with stereo videos, mostly because I don't have like a library of stereo videos to like have a look at. I know that there's an issue about the video textures or something. There's some issue open right now about video textures. I don't remember what it is, but it might be related to that. I can't remember. I don't know. I don't remember. I saw the like the words video and like issue. They're in my head, which means I read something at some point. about that. Midnight, comma Redley, comma Jack, comma Darky. Nice collection of names there. Do you ever want to make the game Quest? I'll assume that you mean Quest compatible. Quest is also the a brand of like nutrition bars. You know, like people who are either dieting or going to the gym a lot would eat Quest protein bars. So make sure you specify the whole sentence. So I'll assume though that you mean Quest compatible. We do want to have a Quest compatible version. We're unsure what that form that will take right now. There's a lot of sort of optimizations that we need to do in the engine to make it work on lower hardware devices with lower hardware specifications. Additionally, there is the sort of complexity of, will it end up being on the Meta Quest store? Because then if it's on the Meta Quest store, we are susceptible to their policies and their rules, etc., which I don't think we've even read yet. So, you know, maybe it says there's no color yellow allowed, and then we're kind of screwed because we use a lot of yellow, so we'd have to take a look at those. But the bigger blocker there is, like, performance. You can use the new Steam SteamVR Link application on Quest to get a much better experience, I've heard, using a Quest these days. I haven't tried that yet, but I will try that out when I get a chance to. I'm hopeful that that might fix some of the issues I had with the other alternatives, such as Virtual Desktop. Shifty has provided some information on physics. She says, time stepping for the physics system is smoothed out, so if a user has a drastic change in frame rate, it doesn't change as rapidly as the frame rate does, causing physics behavior to be inconsistent with character control and moving slower than you should. Oh, okay, yeah, so there would just have to either separate that out or make mirrors not lag you out. I think there's there's some sort of performance issue involving mirrors. We need to, like, performance all up, we just need to look at. Epic Eason says, people criticize Chrome for eating a lot of RAM with its process-based architecture. Would that the same apply for Resonate? No, believe it or not, the way that Chrome's doing it is just because it's Chrome. Lots of applications on your computer also do that processor-based thing. If you go to Task Manager, for example, right now, I can take a look. Chrome's taking up the vast majority of it, but you'll see Discord's also doing it. Discord takes up a lot of RAM as well, though, because Discord is basically Chrome, long story. But you'll see things like, hey, my Google Drive has like 5 processes running in it. MS Edge WebView, apparently. I've already got some sort of like Microsoft utility open that's using Edge. Let me see what it's trying to do. Something to do with Visual Studio. Yep, thought so. Runtime Broker, whatever that is, it's part of Windows, uses multiple processes. Like, a lot of applications and a lot of systems use multiple processes. Spotify is using multiple processes. It's also Chrome, but, you know, Steam Web Helper is using that. Looks like that's also some variety of Chrome. It's not, the process-based architecture doesn't have to be laggy and RAM increasing. Just making sure I haven't missed any questions. Scrolling down to Tonike, who says, it's easy to accidentally rotate, move objects when trying to delete or edit object properties. I agree with duplicate. I don't agree with edit object properties. There is the duplicator tip. That might help. It's in the MISC folder, I think. So go to like Resonite Tools MISC. There's the duplicator tip. It might be in the main one. I don't honestly remember. That one is a little bit easier to duplicate stuff without moving it. You could always... because that would undo that. Yeah, like duplicating stuff, I would agree. You have to like grab it to duplicate it, and then while you're grabbing it to duplicate it, it would probably move. So I agree with duplication. I do not agree with edit object properties, though, because that you'd use the dev tooltip, and that doesn't involve grabbing the object, so should be fine. Shadow Panther has provided a link to the stereo or 3D video broken issues, so that's fantastic. Midnight Redley Jack Darkie says, what is the Yellow Dog Man team? So we had an issue last time. Actually, we always have an issue about this. Many companies have the issue. Only example actually is Facebook to talk about. So Facebook was a product, but also a company. And so that was confusing sometimes. And so that's fixed now. And you can say what you want about Meta, but like Meta is now a company which makes Facebook. So it's a lot easier to sort of reason about. Steam is a company which makes Half-Life, etc., stuff like that. So separating the company and the product is always a good idea. Because they are really two separate entities. And it also means that, hey, maybe the Yellow Dog Man team would work on some other product. Like, you know, maybe would work on some other product in the future. Who knows? That's why we are Yellow Dog Man Studios and not Yellow Dog Man Studio or Resonite Incorporated, etc. It also makes it easier in terms of sort of trademarks and stuff. Like, we're not as uppity on what people do with the Yellow Dogman name because we don't have a trademark on it, and it's just our studio name. It's not our product name. Our product name has the trademark. Moving down. Shadow Panther says, the Yellow Dogman Studios is not to be confused with the Blue Man Group. Nope, not at all. The Blue Man Group is a great band, by the way. If you haven't seen any of their work, go take a look at it. And people are like, that's a really weird name. And I'm like, have you looked at game manufacturer names? You've got like Naughty Dog, which make the Uncharted collection, etc. Just all sorts of weird names going around. It's totally fine. Leo says that Valve is the company. You're right. See, I made a mistake there. Steam isn't the product. Valve is the company. Steam is the product. Epic Eason says, if a world is running as a separate EXE, what happens if Ann tasks the world? I don't know. We haven't designed that system yet. We have ideas about how it would work, but we haven't designed it yet. So you'll have to wait around and find out. Piano Man says, is there a straightforward way to change control bindings? Depends what type of binding you're trying to change. It's complicated. Some users have made some community VR bindings in the like regular Steam VR area. Usually those are focused on making grip less, needing less a strong grip for those who have trouble with the strength of the grip, I guess. Sometimes I have issues with that, sometimes I don't. Depends on how much I've been in VR over the past week. I usually get used to it after about like an hour. It's never the wrong place to ask a question, even if it is the wrong place to ask a question. I would rather you ask than not ask. So there are no stupid questions, and if you don't know where the right place is to ask a question, ask it anyway, we'll tell you the right places. Trump says, I spaced out for a month or two, how's the roadmap coming? Rather than publish a roadmap, for the moment at least, we've decided to just announce our two main focuses, which you can see in the announcements channel. Those are the settings system and the redone IK. Sorry, I lost words there for some reason, and now I've got hiccups. Hello. The only place not to ask a question is the tutorial channel, absolutely. Yeah, questions and help. Discussion, like wherever you want to ask a question, not the tutorial channel. That's for posting tutorials. As a reminder, each channel on our Discord has a description. If it doesn't have a description, you guys are going to link it to me and say it doesn't have a description. I'll fix them when I can, right? I usually add a description when I see that there's a problem, but there we go. Midnight says, how do you optimize stuff from Resonite to VR chat? I don't really know what that means. Do you mean like how would you port like Resonite content to VR chat, or how would you port VR chat content to Resonite? And then I don't understand how optimization comes into that. Could you try rephrasing your question, please? Chundalek says, who owns controls Resonite and Yellow Dogman? We are a publicly listed company in the Czech Republic. You can see who controls and owns it right there on a link from Lex. It is in Czech, but you can just like right-click translate. Yeah, we're all there. Yep, I'm eating my words now as people flood in telling me which channels don't have a description. Fantastic. I'll add the description what I need to, but like, yeah. Those are all the questions so far. I do see a little alert on the chat. Yeah, remember, you ask questions in the questions thread. Like, it's posted in the chat and in the Office Hours General. So, like, you post questions in the question thread. That's where they go. Shadow says, is there a possibility? Climber is just, like, editing their message and just destroying me. They're like, this channel doesn't have a question. This one doesn't have a description. This one doesn't have a... I'll get them some descriptions later. But Shadow says, is there a possibility of a Resonite-specific hand-posing model to replace the asymmetrical and overly wonky Steam VR one? There's some GitHub issues open about that one. It's not simple. In addition, could we get a Protofox node that outputs 0 to 1 values for the 4 capacitive finger sensors? We don't get those, as far as I remember. Like, don't quote me, because I'm quoting my memory here, which isn't great sometimes. But as far as I remember, Steam doesn't give us those. Exactly. Steam gives us, like, a skeleton, and then we, like, attach that skeleton to a Resonite skeleton. I might be wrong there, but if so, GitHub issue for that one. I haven't looked into, like, the skeleton model at all. If it's got like a quaternarian in it, I try to avoid it. Kira says, is there a more typical written method describing programming? Not yet, but you're more than welcome to open up a GitHub feature request on that one. We do have some items on our roadmap that will probably be linked from that issue, so take a look at WebAssembly support, which is probably how I'd do that. Imdash says, are the plans to create a monetization system for creators in Resonite? Yeah, so what we want to do is create a marketplace, and in that marketplace you'll be able to create and list items that you've created, maybe even whole worlds, basically like anything. Anything from like a door to like a whole world on there, and you'll be able to search, discover, browse, list, sort, filter, whatever the hell you want to find those items. Now, some of those items will cost money. We don't know what type of money it will be. We don't know if it's going to be dollars right now or funny bucks. It will not be cryptocurrency, but it might be a intermediary currency, a bit like whatever MMO you play right now. There's no sort of concrete information there. We also want to create a job system that would also be part of that marketplace or like close by in terms of UI for that. So it'll be, I need an hour of avatar help. And someone would be able to say, all right, that'll be a dollar or so, and there we go. Now, some people get concerned when we talk about that, because they're like, well, what about like monopolies and bad product listings? And so we would have to link out all of those policies, procedures, etc., figure them all out and make sure that there isn't any abuse there. But there is always going to be abuse of those systems because it's, money related. So we'll have to have, systems alerting a team to review those, all sorts of stuff like that. Other people get concerned that stuff is going to be put up for sale that is just ridiculous, and to that I say, well, make it better then. As a good example here, if someone puts up a basic door, just opens and closes a basic door for like $20, just don't buy it. Instead, make a basic door and put it up for free. However, if someone puts up, say, a door pack that's fully textured, fully, UV'd correctly, decent quality textures, sound effects, interactivity, a really good quality door pack, and they charge $5 for it. Sounds good to me. I'd buy that. Minette says, how do you optimize stuff for Resonite to VRChat? I'm just going to assume that you mean import stuff from VRChat. I'm still unclear, but I'll go ahead and answer that one. So your VRChat avatars are usually FBX models with a bunch of like lipstick on top of them. the lipstick is, makeup and stuff. It's like it's VRChat specific like components and settings and stuff like that. So you just take the FBX and then you bring it into Resonite. That's all you need. And then you set it up here in Resonite. If you mean the opposite way, there is no current way to export a fully intact avatar from Resonite and get it to be able to be into VRChat. Contrary to popular myth, that isn't intentional. It's just a sort of area that we haven't explored, is portability between something that is in Resonite and something that needs to go to another platform. We do want to look at that. I hear like crazy myths there, like the reason you can't export avatars is so that you're trapped in the Resonite ecosystem. It's like, oh, maybe we just haven't had time to think about that yet. And someone else is like, the reason full body is so crap is so that people don't do adult activities on Resonite. And it's like, what? if you hear a myth, please challenge that myth. Challenge it. Once the wiki's up, see #wiki for more on that. There will be a myths page which lists some of those common myths and why they're stupid. Most myths are wrong. Most. Easton asks, if someone is hosting a world that they brought, would people still be able to join the instance if they haven't brought the world? I don't. We haven't thought about that like at all. All we know is that in some mechanism, people will be able to buy and sell things that they make. Beyond that, it's just sort of like, it needs designing, it needs thinking. We need legal support because it's money and stuff. So we're still thinking on that one. It's not going to be like, Easton, it's not going to be like tomorrow or on Thursday or whatever the marketplace launches and you have no idea. We're going to be announcing the sort of plans for that one as we go. Midnight says, why can't I access some worlds I could before? I would need to know what worlds and what happens when you try, when you open them, do you get an error message and stuff like that? I would recommend a bug report on the GitHub for someone to take a look at that, and that would prevent the confusion. Euphoria says, should I be working on my homework right now? Okay, so I told Yuffie I was going to do this. I told them I warned them, and so they're going to get it, right? Everyone here, direct message Yuffie. They need to do their college work right now. They need to do their homework. They should not be playing Resonite. They should not be playing any other games. They should not be watching TV. They shouldn't be watching YouTube. They are very close to passing their college degree. They just need to do a lot of work in like a week. So let them know that they should be doing their work. Like, they messaged me in Resonite yesterday night and they're like, hey, do you want to hear a cool story? And I was like, do you want to do your work? And like, oh, I'm too tired to do the work now. Well, you should be asleep, and then you can get up early and do your work.
M-Dash says, expanding on Midnight's question, we plans of importing .meta or Unity package files that automatically allocate systems or assets for the FBX. Not sure exactly how far that would go, but maybe. We are looking into making a .resonite package or something like that to make portability of our content good. One of the problems with like allowing imports of other people's packages and stuff like that is sometimes we get issues with licensing or specifications or APIs or stuff like that, where it just becomes awkward to do it. Like, for example, I don't know this for certain, but like maybe Meta's content's encrypted. I know that if it was Apple, it would be encrypted for some strange reason, and you wouldn't be able to look at it. If you want to know more about that one, take a look at like sort of the right to repair area, where it's like, cool, if you replace this like tiny component on your like Apple product, it bricks itself. Great. Who invented that? Lotus Gaming says, how do you avoid burnout? So I have a very unhealthy answer to this one and a very healthy answer to this one. The unhealthy answer to this one is what's happened in my life, which is everything's just gone negative, right? So I used to be like a super anxious person. I used to like hate working and everything like that. I used to burn out all the time. And then everything just went like negative. And now I practice what's called absurdism, which is basically just like life's just fucking crazy, right? Roll with it. And so I don't suffer from burnout anymore at all. I know on days where I'm tired and I'll stop. So maybe that is avoiding burnout. But my approach isn't the healthy approach. And there are team members who regularly tell me to stop working. And I'm just like, thank you, but I'm going to go over here and do some more work now. I do take breaks. Yesterday, for example, I sat on the couch with my dog and intended to just like, you know, give him some ear rubs and then get back to work. I fell asleep and woke up. So yeah, that was a break. What are you barking at, dog? Are you barking in your sleep again? He had like a bad dream the other day. And like, I was asleep. He was asleep. He woke up like barking his head off. It was clearly a dream because nothing was happening outside. And he was just like, you know, I had a bad dream. Bark, bark, bark. And I'm just like, it's okay. Come here. Easton says, can we get enough? Actually, go back to the healthy response to the burnout. Pretty much what Shifty said. So Shifty said, setting very strict working hours. Exactly. Making sure that you have weekends. There's also a lot to be said about like environment as well. I know like if you're at college or education or, you know, something like that, or maybe you still live with your folks, etc. Your world is your bedroom, right? You might work and study in your bedroom. Even adults do this, right? They end up making their living room their office, like I've done, or whatever. Make sure that there's a separate place, or at least a separate feel for it. I used to do it for a while. Now it doesn't affect me, but I used to be like, if I'm working, as if I'm doing work, I put shoes on. And if I'm not working, I take shoes off. And something about like the pressure around my feet signaled like, hey, it's work time or not work time. But I really can't stand shoes, so I can't stand socks these days either. But just like think about what your ideal day would look like, and then maybe write that out. Like write it out on a piece of paper. Like what time do you wake up? What do you do the moment you wake up? What do you do after that? What do you eat? Who are you talking to? What are the sort of people you're interacting with? What are the things you're touching and using? And you'll start to sort of figure out where the gaps are. So on my waking up list was not dog barking at 4 o'clock in the morning and waking me up because they're scared. He's about to pee on the floor. I just know he's going to pee on the floor in a minute. Let's try and get to the bottom of these questions. Midnight says Access Denied is coming up. So if Access Denied is coming up, then for some reason, either you are banned from Resonite, in which case resonite.com, or you're banned from that world for some reason. Maybe the world host has banned you for some reason, in which case try and reach out to them. Understand that they might not want to speak to you, though. I missed Easton's question. Can we get an official issue for the hard permissions and content ID system? I have asked, actually, no, Shifty asked. Shifty asked Freaks to do that, and we're just waiting on them to type it up. I could totally type it up, but it would be incomplete. It would just be like Freaks to fill in the details. Piano Man, great name there, says, is there a reason for MP3 files to import as videos? It's sort of a bug, but sort of not a bug. It's a difficult one to handle. Basically, MP3 is just a really bad format, and so not a lot of our libraries that we're using support it, but the video library that we use does support it. So when an MP3 file comes in, we basically go through the list of importers that we have, and we say, like, hey, do you support MP3s? And they all go, no. And then the video provider goes, sure do. And then that's why you get a video. So it's sort of a bug, sort of not a bug. Chandelak says that they went through the public listing of the company shares. The second largest share is Stanislav. Yeah, that's our lawyer. Stan is the man. Like, they don't really have any, like, they're never going to play Resonite. You're never going to see them. They don't even, like, have team status, but they're great. So much so that, like, jokingly, I wanted there to just be, like, a bronze statue in the homeworld of Stan with, like, the caption that just says, like, Stan is the man, because, like, they're fantastic. They helped us out a lot. And they were compensated quite well for that lot. Exa said something about 3D printing. My advice is to just buy a printer that just works. I have the Anchormake M5. I have saved so much money on the Anchormake M5 in the weirdest way possible, which is every hour I am existing and I'm not doing work to further like my financial situation, I'm losing money, right? And so my older 3D printer, it was just like, it clogged all the time, it messed up all the time, it printed weird all the time. So I just bought a more expensive one that just works out of the gate and I don't do anything to it. I just hit print and it works. Like I put it in a box for like 2 months because I was moving. It came out of the box and it just worked, right? I just put it together and it worked. I missed a question from Tiki, so going up to that one. No more questions, by the way. Sorry, we're running over and I need to let the dog out. They want to pee. Tiki asks, is there any plan to do digital signatures that are authorized from user space? Simplified node that could take a string and put private IE, make a GitHub request. That's too complicated. If it involves signatures or cryptography, GitHub, please, please. I mean, most of the cases GitHub, but you know what I mean. Kira says, was there an official statement to the stance on 18+ content? You can take a look at our user guidelines for that or attend the moderation office hours. You just missed the last one. Attend the moderation office hours if you have further questions. Take a look at our user guidelines. They're on our website. Chandelak says, glad there are people behind the scenes helping you. Everyone's helping us. Like, everyone's, like, stood up to the plate and done a bunch of stuff that, like, in some cases they shouldn't do, and in some cases I'm glad that they did. M-Dash says, following up to this, I've been concerned about the age requirement being 16 instead of just 18. Are there plans to change this or be more strictly moderate? 16 plus is due to EU laws preventing the storage of data of individuals under 16. We technically can store details about people who are under 16, but we need written and informed parental consent, and we have no like mechanism for doing that in a way that we think would stand up to the courts. So an example to this, when you were sent on a field trip at high school, your parent had to sign that consent form. That consent form went into like a filing cabinet in your high school's offices, and like if anything happened on the high school trip, they'd pull out those forms to prove that the parent did consent. We need something like that. But we don't have a form, we don't have a filing cabinet, and we don't have a way to give the form to the parent. And so we were concerned that a lot of it would just be lying, right? It would just be, oh yeah, I'm between the age of 13 and 16, so I know enough to know how to fake a form. And my parent has totally agreed to these terms of services. If you have an issue with that, you should contact your local lawmaker about the ridiculousness of European data privacy. Now some of it's good, but like it's getting to the point where it's like it's almost more difficult to make a product than it is to just not. And I think it's going to go even further. Like it wouldn't surprise me if we start having conversations. We probably won't get to the point where it can be like actually, you know, in law and happen, but I think we get to the point where people start saying like, do we need a separate internet for people who are under 18? Right, you know, the like at a government level that somehow sort of ostracize the internet a little bit at a government level such that like people can't access websites that the government don't want them to, you know. Like, so, you know, government bigwigs in an office somewhere, they're like, we are banning Resonite from the entire state, and they just like push a button on their big control panel and like no person can get it. I don't understand, M-Dash, about your clarification. We are not a predominantly adult platform. Chandelak says that they don't really know how other games deal with that requirement. No, I don't know either. One of the problems to know is that like those regulations are always changing, and we launched in 2023, right? We launched in 2023, which means that we tried to honor the up-to-date policies. In some cases, other games might not have updated their policies in a while, right? So they might not be aware of this whole 16 thing. They might not be aware that they need to make changes. I hope that their legal platform or support team or whatever, their lawyers are helping them to understand the new requirements, but they just keep changing and keep like new words and stuff like this. I mentioned it at previous office hours, but DAC-17 or something means we got to do some paperwork, and I've got no idea what that is. I haven't looked into it yet. We do want to, in the future, and I don't want to talk about it right now, so like moderation office hours, but we do want to have some sort of feature that allows content gating of somehow, some way. I don't want to like talk about it anymore because people start saying, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? And then you end up with a 4,000 message long thread on the Discord. But there we go. Chandelik says, why not age gate people only from the EU? We have a principle in our company that we apply the EU data practices to everywhere because it's just easier. It's just easier. Like it says, like any customer in the EU gets these rights. And we're like, okay, well, every customer gets those rights because it's just easier. Otherwise, we start having to go like, we'd end up with like an Excel spreadsheet of sort of like, okay, you live in Turkey. That means you can do this and can't do that. Okay, you live in Germany, so you can do this and can't do that. Shifty says EU data policies are just better and more protective. They are. They are crazy, though. Like, they are getting harder and harder to honor. I always liked it when GDPR was as simple as like, allow the person to see the data we have on them, know why we have the data on them, to export that data so they can see it or whatever, and to delete that data. That was simple. But now it's like, oh, if you're doing this, you got to do this. And if you're doing that, you got to do this. So it's getting more complicated. But the general principle is like making you guys in control of it. Something I'm also sort of hoping that we keep up with the policy of as well is not creating data we don't need to. As an example, if you go to any popular product, let's say Facebook, if you click, say, like the Facebook homepage, to go to the Facebook homepage, it sends an event to Facebook and says, you went to the homepage. And the reason it does that is so that people can say like, oh, 50% of our users use the homepage button. That means that button's good. And then they'll do like a test where they like make the button glow or like sparkle or whatever. And they'll say, ooh, now 55% of the people click the Facebook button. That's cool. And that's what telemetry is, by the way. I know that like telemetry gets sort of like, oh, it's big, it's scary, we should block it. But like, that's why it's there. So they can understand if their button is better than another button. I do want to explore Resonite having some telemetry in the future, but in those cases we'd have full communication with you guys about what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, how to opt out, etc. You know, for example, it might be good to see the number of people that enable the full body system, right? If we could track that somehow, we could see that. But we would want to do that in a way that preserves your privacy and allows you to opt out, and all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I want to look into it. But yeah, you'd be able to opt out. I don't know if it would be opt in or opt out. We'd have to take a look. Like, it probably, I don't know. Like, don't quote me. Don't overanalyze what I'm saying. Just saying, like, it would be useful for me to know how many people open the full body tracker in some way, and we'd have to figure it out. Or it'd be useful to figure out how many people that come to Resonite actually even pop an inspector. Like, what percentage of users come to Resonite and never open an inspector? That would be a super useful number to have. But until we can get that in a way that like honors your privacy, honors our like challenges and our like policies, etc., fantastic. And once again, for those who are like alarmed by that, it's not going to be like, hey, it's Thursday, every single button you push gets sent to the cloud. It's never going to happen like that. We'd communicate it. If we did do that, Leo said something hash of the, if we did do it, we'd do it anonymized as well. So it'd be like, hey, we can see that this percentage of people did this thing, but not who they are. Easton, one of the things about telemetry data is it's very, very easy to compact and store that. Very, very easy. Very, very, very easy. I think that's done. I think we're done with all the questions. So I'm going to go ahead and leave off here. I'm going to take my dog for a walk, and I will speak to you soon. Oh, and Yiffy, do your work.